this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial travel ban from seven Muslim-majority countries set off more protests Saturday in several U.S. cities, including here in Washington. On Saturday, Mr. Trump criticized the federal judge's decision to temporarily...
We're all Muslim, and when you threaten one of us, you threaten us all. We're all immigrants. And then the back says democracy and human rights are blind to nationality and religion.
On Saturday, Mr. Trump criticized a federal judge's decision to temporarily block his executive order, calling the ruling, in his words, ridiculous and vowing to have it overturned. An official with the U.S. State Department confirmed to VOA on Saturday that people with valid visas will be allowed into the U.S. and said the agency will release more information as soon as possible. Iran has conducted missile and radar tests Saturday, a day after the Trump administration imposed new sanctions on Iran for a ballistic missile test this past week. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Iranian state TV reported that the country's Revolutionary Guard Air Force was conducting air defense exercises Saturday, including missile and radar tests over a 35,000 square kilometer area in the northern province of Semnan. The TV channel added that Iran's vice president, Ishaq Jahangiri, denounced recent U.S. accusations against Tehran, insisting the Iranian people do not take them seriously. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
From here in Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis says the United States recognizes Japan's administration of the Senkaku Islands, a comment quickly criticized by China Saturday. Mattis has been in Tokyo meeting with Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He told reporters it was important to let Japan know of the U.S. commitment to their long-standing relationship.
The reason this is my first trip out of the United States is because of the priority the United States places on the relationship with Japan and the concern about the security environment we face here in the Northwest Pacific.
Both Japan and China claim sovereignty over the uninhabited, contested islands in the South China Sea area. In addition, Taiwan, Malaysia, Vietnam, the Philippines, and Brunei also claim parts of the waters that contain strategic sea lanes and rich fishing grounds, as well as oil and gas deposits. A top Pakistani official has hinted that his government would be willing to discuss with the new Trump administration freedom for Shaquille Afridi, the jailed doctor who helped the U.S. hunt down Osama bin Laden. His remarks to a local television station follow reports of renewed pressure on Pakistan to release Afridi since U.S. President Donald Trump assumed office last month. Afridi is held as a hero in the United States for helping the CIA obtain the bin Laden family's DNA by organizing a fake immunization campaign that led American forces to raid and kill the fugitive al-Qaeda chief in his hideout in Pakistan in May of 2011. A just-released UN report charges that thousands of Rohingya children, women, and men have suffered gang rapes, killings, and other acts of cruelty at the hands of Myanmar's police and security forces. The report issued by the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights documents testimony from scores of victims who have fled to Bangladesh from Myanmar. Here now from a lead investigator with the UN Human Rights.
The High Commissioner has been calling on the international community to stand up and take notice of the horrible situation in Northern Rakhine State for a very long time now. We've been seeking access. The government of Myanmar has been denying that these violations are taking place. We've been saying, okay, give us access. We will go independently assess for ourselves what has happened.
A spokesman for the Myanmar government, which was provided an advanced copy of the report, told VOA it will conduct its own investigation into the charges. And following widespread demonstrations across Romania, the country's prime minister has called for the repeal of a decree decriminalizing official misconduct after earlier saying in the week he would not repeal that decree or support that. Here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.